T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe Rexroad of the Tennessean is with us. Joe, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good, guys. Good to be with you. And I got to say, I'm looking forward to watching a lot more Cavs hoops next year than I have recently.
I know. It's funny. The Cavs' top two picks both played their ball in the state of Tennessee. Let's start with the fifth overall pick. Well, one, it's funny because you look at these two guys. Darius Garland barely played in college, and Dylan Windler played more games in college than most guys certainly play these days. So let's start with the guy who's inexperienced and was the higher draft pick, and that's Darius Garland. We were watching him today. He looks like he's still in high school. I mean, he has a baby face. Obviously, there's a ton of talent there. What can you tell us about covering him at Vanderbilt?
Yeah, and he is. I mean, he's a young – I mean, he's a kid, as are a lot of these guys, you know, who come out. But I think Darius is – he seems young. And, you know, going back to watching him in high school and then, you know, watching him for a few games last year, I still feel like – I mean, the thing is, you know, you watch his game, and it's at times it's not a kid. You know, he's explosive. He's strong. He's got a great first step, and of course, he's a range shooter. I mean, he's got confidence. You know, out to 28 feet or whatever it is. You know, so I get like the Trae Young comparisons, but I think that he can be a more physical player going to the basket, you know, finishing through contact and things like that. I think his ceiling is extremely high. It's too bad, obviously, we didn't get to see a full year of him in college and see him against some better players in the SEC. I mean, I was really looking forward to that. But given, you know, his background, his family support, you know, his parents are, you know, I mean, they're great parents, from all I can gather, and obviously his dad's been through this too. I mean, I think it's I love the pick, and I really think he can be a star in the NBA.
Hey, Joe, what's his court awareness like and his ability to get others involved and really kind of run an offense and be a point guard?
Yeah, it's a good question, and, you know, it's obviously he had a negative assist to turnover in that brief, you know, stint with him. It's funny, too, because I think it was the USC game. I think it was like 1-6 in that game,
yeah,
which is so weird because watching that game, I thought, and you know, he had some bad stretches, but at the end of that game, he completely took it over, including making, you know, the right pass. He had a really good connection with Simi Chetu, another, you know, freshman who roomed with him, who was a 5-star guy, you know, wasn't drafted last night, but very talented, you know, 6'9" guy, and they had a connection. He threw some tremendous passes to him. You know, I think it needs work. I mean, like, I watch him in high school. Obviously, he's drawing two defenders. You know, he's finding wide open guys. That's just different than what he's going to encounter here at this level. But I think he does have good instincts to run a team. That's probably the thing, though, that will need the most development from here.
You think he's
let me amend that. Maybe defense.
Terrifying, yeah, because those are the two things that Colin Sexton needs to amend. Right. His defense and court awareness and getting others involved.
I think Garland, and I watched Sexton, you know, a lot too last year. I think Garland's definitely more natural in terms of seeing the floor and moving the ball than Sexton. But yeah, defensively, no doubt. I mean, I think that's where, I mean, those guys, you can see them being a really fun backcourt to watch. But that, you know, it is both ends of the floor in this game.
They're going to get chewed up in pick and rolls, it sounds like.
Could be.
we're talking with Joe Rexroad from the Tennessean. And so we go from the kid who's drafted high, who barely played in college, played at a big university, to another kid in Dylan Windler, who was on the show with us earlier, a senior, which we rarely see get drafted in the first round anymore. Played at a tiny school. I think I read, in fact, I think it was in your paper that he was only the second player ever drafted from Belmont, some guy in the 70s whose name's not coming to me. And yet, and like I said, he's older. He, when we talk to him, you could tell he's more mature. He's a young adult. It's a big difference. What can you tell us? And we know he was a great golfer as well, and maybe could have made that a professional career. What can you tell us when it comes to Dylan Windler? What do you think made him end up being a first round pick?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm really excited for him. I watched a lot of Dylan Windler, covered a lot of Dylan Windler over the last 3 years of his college career. I can't say I expect him to go in the first round, but, you know, this is a guy who, you look at today's NBA, I mean, he's a perfect guy to space the floor. He really, really moves the ball well. He just gets how to play, and that's really a Rick Bird, Belmont thing, too. I mean, not many guys come out of that program who aren't like that, but he just has a natural feel for it. He's a big-time rebounder. You know, when you really think about him, he's a wing. I believe he averaged more than 10 rebounds a game last year. And then, you know, the last 2 years, shooting 42%. I always thought with Windler, especially going into his senior year, I said, man, that kid sometimes just needs to take games over and realize how good he is. And it's so unselfish to a fault. You know, I think as a senior, he started to figure that more. He had some monster games. Anybody who saw the NCAA game that they probably should have won against Maryland, I mean, Maryland had no idea what to do with the guy. You know, he's not going to do a lot with the ball, but again, he's going to space the floor. He's going to play defense. He is a good defender. I think he'll be a great rotation guy, probably off the bench, that you can put him in. He can hit shots for you. The offense will not stick with him, and then he can guard wings, big athletic wings. I mean, he's a good athlete, really good athlete. And so it's funny, as soon as it happened, and you know, before I came to Nashville, guys, I covered Michigan State for the Detroit Free Press for many, many years. So very familiar with John Beilein.
Sure.
And as soon as they drafted him, I'm like, of course Beilein drafted him there. How could I not have seen this coming? I mean, he's totally a John Beilein player.
That's good to hear.
Joe, you said earlier you saw a little bit of Colin. I'm curious, you know, there's been this talking point with Darius that him and Colin can become the next Dame and McCollum in Portland.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds fun. You know,
is it realistic?
Those guys are awfully good,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's the problem. It's like, I mean, with all this stuff, it's like with Zion, you know, like he's going to be the next whoever. I mean, if he's not like a great player right away, then people are like, what's going on? Well, you know, what if he's really good at first? And with these guys, I think it'll take some time. I think if you project them, then to me, Sexton is the McCollum player.
Yes.
And I think the ball's better in Darius's hands.
I would agree.
And they can be interchangeable. And Beilein, you know, I mean, Beilein's been a two-guard coach forever, going back to like Canisius or whatever, right? But
right.
But I think naturally Darius is more the Dame guy with the ball in his hands more, pulling up from wherever he wants to, and then, you know, and they're trying to run, you know, Sexton off stuff and getting shots that way. That's just so I don't think it's like a perfect comparison, but I see it too. I mean, I see, and I think even with those two, maybe you've got a little bit more, you know, slashing and attacking the basket really with the Cleveland duo. I think there's more upside there in terms of, you know, pure athleticism and strength, you know, going into the lane.
Well, they take anything close.
They also said Dwayne Wade was going to be, or Deion Waiters was going to be another Dwayne Wade. So
that felt a little short.
Yeah, that didn't quite make the mark.
Just a bit. Joe, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Joe Rexroad from the Tennessean covered both Darius Garland and Dylan Windler.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.